How delighted are we to be able to speak to our next guest, who's come from seven shots back, if you don't mind, made birdie at the first playoff hole to win the Evian Championship in France, her first major. Her name is Minji Lee, and she's been good enough to take our call. Minji, welcome to the program.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's a great thrill. We know you've got a lot on your plate. You're heading to Tokyo for the Olympic Games as well, which is something I'd imagine is going to be one of your great career highlights, but talk us through that amazing seven-shot comeback in recent times, one of the great wins.
It was a pretty special week, you know, my first major championship win. So I didn't really have too much on my mind. I tried to make as many birdies as I could. You know, beginning of the day, I was seven shots behind. So, you know, just try to do your best and just play to the best of my ability and just do what I could control, really.
Minji, being seven shots behind going into the last round, did that just sort of free up your mind a little bit?
I wasn't really, you know, I didn't expect to win, but I really wanted to finish, like, you know, in the top five, or, you know, I was like, that's goal today, but just happened that way, and I played really, really well to finish seven under, so, and even to put myself in that position, I think I did the best, I gave myself the best opportunity.
Do you now feel like you've got more confidence than you've ever had before, or is golf just one of those games that just tests you every time you step out to play?
I feel really good, but, you know, golf, you never know. It's always a work in progress, and, you know, I think that's probably why we just keep coming back for more, right? I do feel like I had a huge boost of confidence. You know, I played pretty good the week before, and I wasn't really expecting to win, but I won, and I just am really, really happy.
Well, you should be as well. We were so proud of you. I mean, you've been such a fantastic performer on the circuit for a long period of time, but your first major, had it been playing on your mind?
50-50, you know, a lot of times people are like, oh, when are you going to win your next major? When are you going to win a major? I feel like I've heard it a lot. So, you know, it's always kind of on the back of my mind, and it was one of my next goals to try and win a major championship. So I can now say that I have ticked off one of my goals.
Yeah, and done it magnificently well in the finest of styles. What about the fact that your brother also won in recent times over there in Scotland, Minwoo, which is just another reason for us to get so proud of our golfers who have performed so well on the world stage. I mean, talk us through the emotions of watching him do that.
I think I was like more emotional watching him win than when I won. It was just really great to see him do so well amongst such, such great players, and, you know, just to win in a playoff, I think it's just the best. So it is the best feeling. And I know he is over the moon to be able to, you know, win on such a high stage. And I think he's just really super excited.
I know you've formed a relationship with Kari Webb over the years, and she's been in your corner. How important has it been for you, and what sort of support has she provided for you?
It's been really good. When I was an AM, I won a couple of the Kari Webb scholarship series, so we were able to spend a week at the US Open with her and stay with her and see what she was doing throughout the week. So that has been such a priceless experience for me, and, you know, it's just really great to know Webby. She's like pretty chill, you know, you can ask her anything and she'll answer, and I just think having her on your corner is just really great.
Golf hasn't always been associated, it's never been associated with the Olympic Games. And I don't know whether you caught up with this or not. I don't know how much of the Olympic Games you might have been watching, Minji, but Owen Wright in surfing got a bronze medal the other day. And I was just absolutely knocked to the ground with his reaction, how excited he was. What would it mean to you to win a gold medal at the Olympic Games for Australia?
I don't even know. I think I'd be even more speechless. it would be just such a great, great honour, I think, to be able to win a medal for your country. I think I'd just be super proud to even, I mean, like, every time, the last time the Olympics came around, I was super, I was super humbled to be able to represent Australia and, you know, now Tokyo. So I just want to perform even better, just more motivation to do well.
We're speaking with Minji Lee, who's heading to Tokyo. You're in Dallas at the moment. When do you actually fly to Tokyo?
I'm going to Tokyo on Saturday.
Has it been a big talking point amongst the ladies on the circuit? Is it something that, as Tim said, it's new, we don't always associate it with the Olympics? Has it been something that the rest of the playing group are as excited about as you?
I think all the girls are really, really excited to go to the Olympics. They were even for the Rio Olympics when they first brought it back, but everybody is really excited, and some people are already over there. So,
what do you know about the course that you'll be playing on, Minji?
I know the greens are really big. That's all I know, and I know the weather's going to be quite hot. So,
how do you celebrate when you've won your first major? What does that look like that night? Do you go out for dinner with the girls, with your team around you? How do you celebrate a major victory?
Actually, I didn't really have anybody with me except for my caddy last week, just because of the travel restrictions. But it was nice. After I won, there was like at the Evian, there's like a beer garden, so everybody was just hanging out there and having a beer. So I just just hung out with them and had a few drinks, and it was just really nice and chill. Well, and then when I got back to Dallas, my brother's birthday yesterday, so.
Oh, nice. Well, we're just so proud to be able to sit back and watch our athletes perform on the world stage. We're all caught up in the Olympic fever, as we were with your fantastic victory last week, and we look forward to you representing our country in the style that we know you will in the coming days. So thanks so much for giving us some time, and well done again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Minji.
What a fine performance it was, Wispy.
I was just reading about her when she was, she was 7 strokes behind when they began the last round. And I think with about 6 holes to play, her caddy said to her, "You know, you can win this." And she turned to him and she said, "Yeah, I'm trying."
I know. It was and her brother and won as well. So just our golfers are in rare form. So well done to her. Great get by our producers. And we're back online. I apologise. I've been a little bit distracted, Wisp.
Have you?
Been all over the shop here, but we're back.
Well, you've got a cut finger, you've got a hamstring torn off the bone, you've got a buckled rib, you've got all sorts of things going on there. Actually, this text just came through. Get Gus Stevens on the line. He's the father of gold medal rower Sally from Nil. Classic Victorian farmer. I'm sure our producer's already onto that.
The fathers and the mums and the dads and the sisters and the brothers and the grandmothers have all been highlights of the coverage, their support. Well, one of the rowers, the old man, had a cowbell. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Can't be more Aussie than that. Just celebrate with a cowbell. Give it a good ring every now and then.
There's been so many great examples, hasn't there, during these Olympic Games, because of the nature of the Games and people being over, not being able to travel, and the families sort of being locked down and the cameras being there to get their reaction. And it gives you that great sense of how invested everybody is, like the extended family, the friends are in an athlete that's competing over there in Tokyo.
And the sacrifices that everyone has made to get these athletes to where they are, and their minds, that's the first thing they go to, I'm sure, when they have their victory, is to think not so much about themselves, but what it means for everyone else. And that's why you see so much emotion.
Exactly. It's the journey. Like, they know how many hours went into that performance, when the fire first started to flicker for that particular kid, and it might have been when they were very, very young as well. So, I love it. I mean, that's why it's so emotional. That's why we get so caught up in it.